Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up? It's Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And it's Lip Service, and we have our special guest with us here today, Hitmaker, a.k.a. formerly, the artist formerly known as Young Berg.
I'll take that.
Okay, that's been established.
Yeah, I need a symbol or something like that to be on my print shit for real, right?
All right, we can get you a symbol. Mm-hmm. What would his symbol be? We're gonna figure that out.
We're gonna figure that out.
Before you came in here, me and Gigi were talking about you, because she was saying, you know, Gigi was a dancer in Magic City, mm-hmm. and she was saying that a song that you produced that's out right now mm-hmm. would have been her song.
Yeah,
still dance,
bounce back. Listen. There was a time, and I'm not going to name no songs because that don't even matter, but there was a time when I would go in the DJ booth as soon as I got to work and be like, listen, I need this song, and this song. And this song right here, I need for like the next 30 days. Don't let nobody dance to it.
Ooh.
So bitches are coming after me like, oh, can I get? Nah, Gigi got that. So it got to the point where they stopped even asking for it. So right now, if I still work at Magic City, Bounce Back will be that song.
I appreciate that.
I relive many a nights of twerking and popping and getting it when I hear that song. Yo, I be in my head like, hey.
And the craziest thing, you know, babe, like, I really didn't think that this song, like, was going to be a huge hit like it is right now.
I fuss with that shit.
Like, we did it in my house. Like, literally, we just in my house just playing around or whatever. And then we went and I gave it to Sean and, it just blew up from that. He just like, I'm just going to throw it out. And we threw it out. And I was like, Hot 100, like number 18, top 10 on all other formats or whatever.
What would be your song, Stephanie? Let's just say. Nobody else could dance this for 30 days.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to be a cornball and say Bad and Bougie.
Okay, that's the number one song right now. That's a good song.
Especially right now with your glasses.
I think
that's true. You Bad and Bougie.
With your glasses in your purse. Whatever, man. Forget it. That was my answer, okay?
That's fine. That's a good answer.
Good answer. Like Family Feud. Good answer.
Mine would be Cranes in the Sky. No,
nah.
I'm kidding.
Where you dancing at the Cranes? Like, for
okay.
real.
I do like that song, though.
That's a private dance at home. You know what I'm saying? The Cranes.
That's in the back room. That's in the champagne room.
Baby girl, put your clothes back on, man. I don't want to objectify you.
That's the last song of the night. Clean up song.
Have you ever met somebody dancing in the club and felt like, I want to get her out of here?
I want to save her.
I want to save her.
A million times, probably.
A million?
Yeah. Like,
but what makes you feel like that?
It's just that Drake, that whole Drake vibe. Like, you don't have to do this. You deserve better than this. You know what I'm saying?
And oh, that's
especially
great.
If you actually do get her out the club and then she put it on you and it's amazing, then it's really like, you really shouldn't be doing this. Like,
you ain't got to go back.
Yeah,
here.
I'm a lover at the end of the day. Everybody thinks I'm an asshole, but I'm really a lover. I love to love.
You think everybody thinks you're an asshole?
Certain people, you know, love and hip hop could betray it like that. The way I was kind of like
you
dogging
were an on
Hazel.
On there. I was like, come on, what are you doing?
But no, it wasn't real. It was kind of fake. It was fake, though, because it was kind of like she was never my chick. Like I said, I was dating the girl Joy, who's Bow Wow's baby mother, and that was my girl on the show. And then, like, my whole storyline just kind of got changed, and I would be off camera like, chill, this ain't for us, you're not my girl, and she would still do it. So I guess she really liked me. I feel bad, though.
Did she change her mind about doing the show, or was it that they felt like it wasn't popping enough?
I don't know, because I went to go work with Puff for like 2 weeks, and then like me and her got into it because she never wanted me to hang out with Masika, and it was Masika's birthday, and I went and hung out with Masika before I went and got on the flight, and then she like kind of cut me off. Like, that was our last conversation.
Well, you can't blame her for that, though.
I wasn't fucking Masika at that time.
Yeah, but then you did. You know what I'm saying? So doesn't that make it seem like you would have at some point anyway?
Maybe that was woman's intuition. Maybe she had that.
What woman would want her man hanging out with another woman that she knows is attractive, that maybe she looked at it like that's his type?
I don't. Wouldn't you let your man hang out with other women that's attractive?
Would I let my man hang out with other women that are attractive?
Go to dinner? Just a dinner?
No.
Especially if they were friends. A one-on-one dinner?
Nah.
If they was friends before, that was your man?
If they was friends before, not a one-on-one dinner, maybe a group dinner.
It was a group dinner. It was a birthday dinner at Boa. It was a birthday dinner at Boa. It wasn't like a one-on-one type of thing.
But I don't even think about, it's not for me, it's not even about whether the woman is attractive or not. It's about a woman. Like, if I'm dating somebody seriously, I don't want my man going out one-on-one date with any woman. I don't care how she looks.
But what about you? Like, so if you got a man and you hosting clubs and you're around niggas. You're around celebrities.
But not going to dinner.
I'm not going to one-on-one dinners.
I know, nigga. I could be very seductive in a strip club. I could be just as like crazy or just romantic as a dinner.
Yeah, but I'm hosting a party. I'm not being seductive. I'm like being like, okay, let's take a picture.
Right.
That's how I'm being.
And come on.
And it's documented all over the strip club.
Do you have a lot of friends that are women that you haven't slept with?
Yeah, of course.
You slept with damn near the whole cast of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. I mean,
that's just because it's L.A., you know what I'm saying? Like, my brother in the room with me right now on the corner, he slept with all of them, too. You know what I'm saying? It is
well,
what it
is. Your track record isn't great enough for me. As a woman, you don't have the best track record as far as me being able to trust you.
Hell no. In 2016, don't nobody got the best track record. Women is on straight ho shit.
2017,
yeah. Like, women on straight ho shit just like niggas right now, too.
I mean, I agree. Like, who got a clean, like, if you're looking for somebody with a clean track record, I'm sorry. You're looking in a blind spot.
But we're not talking about a clean track record.
You're not
going to
find
anything.
We're
talking about, if we're in a relationship, I need to know that I can trust you. Who cares what you did before? I'm talking about when you're with me. Like, this is how I feel. You shouldn't even want to go to dinners with other women, especially if you feel like, as a woman, if you can come to a man and say, I'm uncomfortable with you doing that, you should be like, you know what? I respect that. You're my girl.
You know what? I'm just not used to being in relationships.
Take her to dinner. It was a birthday dinner.
It was a group dinner, though.
Yeah, okay.
They
hated
each other already, so it was already.
And now, hold on. You cannot be cool with somebody your girl hates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's out of the question.
You can't.
Yeah.
So bad.
What if she was friends with somebody who you hated?
Yeah.
And going to dinner.
Her baby father. What you mean?
Well, that's different.
I'm just joking. I'm just fucking.
No, you dead serious.
But that's different. I'm just joking.
I mean, if they have a kid together, you already know. But I'm just saying that by choice.
I was out of pocket. You know, I'm maturing. I'm getting older. I was out of pocket. You know, when
it took us 20 minutes to get him to
admit that. The next girl serious, I'm not going to go on dates. So any ladies watching that might be dating me, I won't go on dates with or go to dinner or do anything, you know?
Aww. All right. Now, we have a little game we want to play with you.
Okay.
It's called Forgive or Forget.
Right.
We're going to give you a scenario and you have to say, would you forgive a woman for this or would you say forget about her?
Okay.
All right. Let's just say she's at your house. You left $1,000 on the dresser. You know exactly how much it is. And then later on, it's only $800 left. She took $200. You know it's her. She's the only person there. You know how much money you had. So you confront her and she says, you know what? I took a cab here. I got to take a cab home. So I just figured I'd just take $200. I'm sorry. I didn't know it'd be an issue.
She's a bird. Forget.
Yeah, that's
straight
terrible.
Bird shit.
That's
you said forget.
Terrible.
You would forget about her or you would
forget
her?
Forget. Like, you stealing. That's stealing. Mm-hmm. Like, you can ask for anything. I'd rather you just up front just ask me, like, yo, like, I need $100 to and from, you know what I'm saying, to get to my location. I would be cool with that. $200, if it's hitting like that, I mean, niggas done spent more on and not got no pussy.
On taxis.
Yeah.
Like, on taxis. Jeez,
yeah,
serious.
I mean, yeah, I agree with what he's saying. But speaking from the female point of view, I would have just asked. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't just.
Yeah, I too. Yeah. I too.
Have y'all ever just took $200 out of a?
Not
a
ever in my whole life. I have not. No,
no I'm an ex.
No.
What
if
she?
Of course not. What if she took your? What if you had some nice sunglasses?
And I could forgive.
And
that.
She took them and was wearing them and just didn't try to get, like, didn't ask you, just took them warm and left with them on. But you saw her put them on, walk out with them. You know what? She didn't ask you, can I have these, but just took them.
It got it. Do she got that touch and bust? Like, is it, do she? It depend on what level. It depend on what touch level her bust. Box is for real. Like, because like certain shit you'll overlook before like the great blowjob and like that touch and bust.
Right.
I mean, but she took them in front of you. The situation that Angela's explaining, I think that's a forgivable.
Did you take those glasses that you got on right now? Are these from a previous?
No, I bought these. My best friend works at Sunglass Hut and she hooked me up with these. Oh, shout out to you, Jess. But yeah.
Stealing from Sunglass Hut?
No. I bought them. She got me a good discount though. She really did. But anyway, if she took them in front of you, you know, you could, if you didn't want her to take them, you'd be like, hey, you know, wait, put those down. But if she took them and she went off in the car and you were like, bye, baby.
Yeah, glasses is different. Yeah. I think cash is just like something.
No, money
like,
is crazy. That's ridiculous. It's disrespectful. And honestly, if I'm fucking with somebody and they have $1,000 on the table or however much money it is, there's money there and I need some money for my cars, for my taxis, I'm going to be like, hey, can I take what I need for my taxis?
Well, now let me flip this. So now let's say you do ask him and he says no.
Oh. I mean, I'm not even the type of girl to ask for my taxi.
What if he's like, you don't have an Uber account?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm just saying.
I've asked that before. Like, no. You ain't got Uber on your phone?
You ain't got no Uber in your phone?
That's serious, though. Like, because that shows me a lot about you. Like, okay, so especially if this is our first encounter, this is our first time doing something, you don't have the proper things in place. So if it goes all the way bad as a woman for you to take care of yourself.
Listen to me. Just for the record, I don't like asking people to pay for my taxis at all. I always got my own car. Mm-hmm. I won't even leave the house if I don't have my own car. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? But we're just making a scenario and there might be a girl out there who does need to ask for her cars.
Like, if he says no, are you ladies going to forgive or forget?
I don't know. If I was in that situation where I had to ask.
Let me get $200 because I had to pay to take a cab here and I got to get home.
Y'all gonna forget. Y'all don't even gotta wait long.
And he's like, nah, you good?
I'm just saying. The word no to me is like instant termination, no matter what the fuck I ask.
Yeah, I mean,
nigga, I can ask you to hand me that bottle of water right there, and if you tell me no, then I'm done with you.
What if you ask him, can I have those sunglasses? I love them, and he says no.
I'm taking them.
I'm not gonna lie though.
Yeah, you're a little thief. Go buy you a new pair.
You a thief?
No, I don't. I think if you're asking a guy to pay for your cars, it's being a little petty. Mm-hmm. So for him to say no. I don't think there's anything wrong with a guy.
Did you fuck or not?
Most guys will offer. Even
if what if you come over and you went with the shits? Like, okay, there are these situations.
Uh oh.
You don't know me. You come see me at a certain hour. Mm. You know what happens at this certain hour. You get there. And maybe, I don't know, the vibe, the chemistry, something doesn't lead up to what was expected to happen at that hour. At that point, you might have to get the fuck out. And it won't be no concern of what the Uber is or whatever because you play yourself.
Now, hold on, Mr. Nice Guy who just said that he's not an asshole.
No, I agree, though. Listen, it's certain hours that don't go to a nigga house, especially if you going to see him. Don't go to see him after a certain hour if you ain't with the shits.
But guys, you can't have that expectation either.
At a certain hour, yes,
I mean, you can hope that it's going to happen.
At a certain hour, you should know that if she's stopping by, she on...
What if she's on her period?
Then she should have stayed home.
But if
she's
on her period, then it better be sloppy everywhere.
It should have been a lunch date.
No, and I mean, you ladies, you could avoid this whole situation by paying for your own cars.
No, like, or avoid it. Just be prepared to suck a dick if you on your period or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just
but
be
you see, what if she has a cold sore?
Oh, come no,
man. I might look through the peephole and see that and not even open the door for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that might be one of those. That's like, for real.
All right, here's the next forgive or forget. Oh, you have sex with her, lights off, right? And then you turn the lights on and there's blood everywhere. Ooh. Crime scene. Would you forgive that or forget about her?
Is this the first time?
Yes.
Damn. The first time?
It's blood everywhere. clots and everything.
Ew.
You gotta make the scenario a little bit. Like, have I been courting this woman? Have we been having continuous conversation? Or is this
you
just like,
I left the club 2 days ago.
Oh, man, it's all bad.
But y'all been texting back and forth ever since, talking sexy.
It's chemistry.
And she's horrified. Like, my God, I'm so sorry.
She bad as fuck.
You must have made my period come on. The head was crazy.
I think I could overlook that.
Nasty. No, I'm playing with you.
No, that happened to me before. Yeah.
Okay. You really didn't know.
I had no idea.
The lights come on, and he was probably like...
He was on a tour
bus. Probably like, you wet as hell.
In the middle of Jablick.
It ain't a real nigga living that ain't had no girl, period, come down on her or ran a red light.
It wasn't while we was having sex. I woke up like that. Mm. Like, I woke up in the
I woke up like this.
I'm going to keep it 100. Like, that happened to me, like, for real, for real.
I was so scared.
With somebody famous, too. With somebody
We was on a tour bus.
How famous?
Like, B-list.
Okay.
Listen, I was so scared to tell him. And guess what he did when I told him?
What?
He laughed. Like, what you scared for? You a woman.
See, but for me, it was a little bit different because you might have woke up and found out, like, I just woke up on a humble, like, half sleep and went to the bathroom and seen my boxes and it was just a whole
No, it wasn't on him. I really woke up in the pool of blood. Like, it happened
to him.
Like, it happened in my sleep.
He's like, I got shot.
No, it happened, like, in my sleep. Like, it happened in my sleep.
Freddy Krueger got me.
I, like, woke up and was like, oh my God. Like, I was so scared.
That's a scary moment, though.
I didn't know how you could forget that. But it wasn't like a new situation between me and him.
I think it was not new.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Forgive or forget.
Mm-hmm.
You meet a girl, she comes to the studio to see you, and then she ends up trying to talk to Chris Brown.
Oh, shit.
All right. But he turns her down, and then she hits you up after that.
I mean, first and foremost, like, to speak on Chris and, like, the whole OHB, like, all the homies are savages, so she might not even make it to Chris Brown, like, for real, before one of the homies snatch her up. So, me personally, if I invited her to the studio, I just gotta know, like, am I working or am I just kicking it?
You in there working.
I'm gonna let Chris have her, because I'm working. Obviously,
but he didn't want her.
But he don't want her?
He didn't want her, and so then she's back to you.
What type of intoxication am I? Like, what level am I?
On a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 4.
Oh, no, nah, it's whatever. I'm Gucci. Yeah.
Now you're an 8.
Yeah, we going home.
Okay. But could that be somebody that's your girl ever?
I think that everybody is somebody leftovers at somebody at
Absolutely.
Some point. If you have a connection with somebody, like, the realest thing that I'm looking for right now is a friend. Like, if you really get somebody that you really friends with, that you can do everything that you love doing, then you make that person your girl. But, like,
Bert goes in and out of being nice. Are you a Gemini?
He says some nice shit.
But I agree with that. Like, you can't, like, when you're in a long-term relationship with somebody, you become, like, best friends. Like, that's your friend.
True.
Mm-hmm. That's where you find true love.
Think about
and
it,
friendship.
Like, how many dudes that you done called your man that you absolutely can't stand right now? Like, the dude that, like, I listen to podcasts, the dude that's in jail, you said that you would not fuck with him. He's a dub.
Yeah.
And you was just in love with him. Like, that was
No. But the whole reason he and I were ever in a relationship was because we were friends. We grew up together. We knew each other. And that was the best part.
But where did friendship go? Where did it go?
Exactly. That's what hurts me the most, is that we can never be friends again. And just, that's what kills me the most about losing him.
That shit is an R&B song waiting to happen.
It is.
I don't owe you no publishing on that one, but
I'm telling you, it really is. Me, and I think, and that's what hurts me the most about losing that guy. I think about that all the time, because that's not my friend no more. That's not my guy. Like, that's not my... I can't call him to smoke.
You know what I mean?
Or give me a ride.
Forget. Let's say you're talking to a guy. Y'all haven't done nothing yet, but then he tries to kick it to one of your friends and you find out. But that's not your man.
I can forgive.
Okay.
I don't hold it. I don't take that personal. Niggas true. Listen. We all know I've been chose, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've been chose, so
the chosen
I get it.
One.
I've been the chosen one on occasion, more than one occasion. So I get it, you know? I mean, you can't... It's what's meant to be is meant to be, and what's not for you is for the next
what
person.
What was this? What was it?
If you're talking to a guy, y'all ain't really did nothing yet, it's not that serious, and he tries to kick it to
he
one
like
of your friends.
He like me at first, and then he like you. So I mean, do I get mad?
No.
Or what if I'm talking to her, and then I DM you at the same time, y'all talking to my bird for that?
And you know,
but I don't know y'all friends. I don't know y'all friends.
Oh, you don't
at
know.
No,
friends.
You don't know friends.
Then no.
It just means you got good taste.
Because 2017, I'm letting DMs go. 2017, I'm just looking for friendship too. It's not really looking for vagina or nothing. I'm just gonna let them go. Like, I'm just trying to be friends. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just looking for friends.
I just need a friend. Listen, next thing y'all know, it's going to be a song talking about, I just want a friend. Mm-hmm. I just need a friend.
He's going to do a song called Fuck All
But
My
that's
Friends.
But that's what's so hard about starting relationships, because that kills a relationship.
That's going to be the remix. I need a friend. I fuck them all, the remix.
All right, forgive and forget. She has a little bit of an odor.
Oh, no.
See, the thing is, you're not a real...
Depends on what kind of odor.
You're not a real nigga if you don't do this. You must do the scratch and sniff. You remember when you was a kid and they had the little games, little stickers? You got to do that. It got to be the sneak, the... All right, cool. Before you even take it to any level. I'm talking about...
Finger her,
but no, it ain't even really got to be a finger. It could just be a graze. You know what I'm saying? A little reach around or something. I don't even really got to get in the pussy. I could be on the panties. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And know something like that. Like, it ain't got to be that deep.
You could kiss her at the eye and be like...
Real quick. Oh my God, Angela,
yo, I'm gonna keep it 100. If I smell you from your thigh, like it's you, like the, what Trick Daddy say, that's called eating out the garbage.
Oh my God.
So forget, you're saying.
Oh my God.
Forget. I forgot
already.
You
wouldn't even try to, because I know a guy that slept with a girl. He said she smelled terrible down there. But then he was like, maybe it was an off day. Maybe she just got off a period. I'll try it one more time.
I can't rock like that, because you know what you come to see.
One more time.
He said she still smelled like sewage.
Oh, no. She has BV. She's disgusting.
Yeah, what does that mean? What, okay, so look, because this is what I'm trying to say. You know your pussy smelled like that when you left the house?
Yes, and it's BV. Just go to the doctor, get it fixed. It's not that bad. Just go get it fixed.
Do girls, like if you out moving or whatever, and then you randomly, like yo, like, I think that every time a girl goes to the bathroom right before it gets, like, she's going to check that pussy. Is that correct?
Nah, but I mean, yeah.
You know, if you're about to have sex and you go to the bathroom, you might want to pee so that you don't have to.
You might want to pee.
It's always good to pee before sex. It's always good. It's always good. But I mean, as a woman myself, every time I clean myself, every time I go to the bathroom, I smell it.
I do that too. I thought I was a weirdo.
You smell your
pussy? Every time I wipe my pussy, I smell it. Every time I wipe myself, I smell it.
You taste it?
I taste my pussy, of course.
I mean, I taste my pussy, but not every time I smell it.
Not every time I smell it.
Every time I wipe it.
No, but there's, like, I taste my pussy in the morning.
Right.
I taste my pussy in the
morning. Or on your finger, or, you know, whatever.
Just to see, like, what vibe you at.
Yeah, because it marinates in the night while you're sleeping. So it's just, see like where that. How you living in the morning, you know. See what the vibe is like.
That's lit. Alright, I'm gonna know that now. I'm mental.
But what I mean, but okay, let's
I'm
say
very.
Was...
But I, that's what I'm saying. Just I think you know if you smell
you
bad, you should know.
You should know, right?
Yeah, and if you have an odor that stinks, you know, coming from the inside, you know, go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. It's,
but what if she's like been out all day and you know this? She's,
yeah, musk. She went to the club, you get musky.
And then she hasn't even had a chance to freshen up, and then you just ready to go. Right?
You got to give her that chance.
It's levels of this stank pussy shit. Y'all know that. Like, you know
and
what I'm
I
saying?
Mean, even that, you know, there's things that you can do during the day to keep yourself nice where your man could take your pants off and it's not something that he's like, oh shit, she has an odor.
Yeah, like.
You know what I mean? It's just a normal day type of
you
deal.
Know, like,
you know?
Come on, it's levels. We know what.
Yeah.
Well, you've been out all day. I know what that smell like. I know what sex pussy smell like when you fucking or something like that, and it creates that odor. And then you know where it's bullshit is sewer before you touch it. It's three
right.
levels. You can't get away
What's
from that.
What's that, Gigi? What if a guy has funky spunk?
That's just disrespectful. That just,
what you mean? It tastes bad?
Yeah.
That just mean that he don't eat right, and he's not respecting his body and the nature that he should be doing.
Well, forgive him.
And
then.
I mean, I'm going to ask him to fix it.
I mean,
yeah, you are what you eat.
No, so not that. No, not that. I've never ate McDonald's ever.
Good for you.
I've never ate a hamburger, hot dog, good, sandwich in my
good,
life.
Good, good.
I've never had.
I mean, but how are you so
you vegetarian? Nah. Or you eat like fish and shrimp and stuff?
Yeah.
What about
my mom like it.
I've never never had Subway, none of that. Ever.
I've never
had a grilled cheese.
Listen,
I've never had a peanut butter and jelly. I've never had anything between two pieces of bread.
Your cum probably tastes like fruits and berries.
Yeah, I'm on my food and shit.
What do you eat? Like, what's your favorite food?
What about when you were a kid? Did you eat it when you were a kid?
Real talk, chicken and pussy. Real, you know what I'm saying? That's my diet.
Besides
like
the chicken,
really
you and got a lot in common. Oh, she eat his chicken too.
I don't eat pussy though.
I said besides the pussy. That was the first thing I said. Right? That was the first thing I said.
I just heard you say you and Ian's got a lot in common.
Yo.
I said besides
you ain't never
the
ate
pussy.
No pussy before, Ange?
No, I haven't.
Stop.
I didn't grow up in that era.
You never ate no pussy stuff.
Nah, I don't eat pussy.
You got your pussy ate before?
Yeah, I like getting my pussy ate by girls. They are. They eat pussy.
Are they better than niggas?
No.
What's no. the, like, so what's the use of
men
it?
Men eat pussy way better than girls. Like girls eat pussy so stupid. Every time I have a girl eating my pussy, I always have to teach her.
Like, I don't agree.
Sometimes. No. I'm lying.
I'm good.
I've had a couple girls that knew what they were doing.
So what's the instruction manual on eating your pussy?
But that's the thing. Everybody likes getting their pussy eaten different.
But he's talking about you.
Personally.
Me personally, I like it rough. I like pressure.
You like teeth?
You know what I mean? I like a little teeth sometimes.
Mm-hmm. A little grazing.
You know, I like everything
grazing
rough.
Don't be biting my shit though.
I don't know why I like everything rough. I was just thinking about this like the other day. I was thinking about it. Like, I think I'm crazy. Like, I like everything rough. I like to choking. Get choked. I like to get slapped. And that's not normal. Like, a lot of guys don't really do that. Guys don't really do these things.
Just so you know, I'm going to do a dinner for my ladies for 50 Shades when that new movie comes out, and we're all going to go see it together.
And it's not even like I like to get slapped around all the time, but I like it. Okay. I like hands on my throat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I like things like that.
That's normal, though, right?
I don't know.
Well, asphyxiation, that's what they call it. That's, like, they say that is really good when you cut off the
breath play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So supposedly that does heighten your pleasure. Mm-hmm. So be okay.
Mm-hmm. You just Spanish. Mm-hmm. All Latin women are like that.
Yeah, we like that.
They're so passionate. They're so fucking passionate. I love Spanish.
It's what
women.
It, that's
oh
what
God.
It is that I'm Puerto Rican. I like the abuse. That's what it is. I know. It's so weird.
You didn't lick the nigga ass before? Like all Spanish women have licked the nigga ass before. They all do that. Like that's
the way a lot of women have licked your ass.
I've got my ass licked before, but it's all by Spanish women. Like they mad passionate and like they that's what they want to do.
We do anything.
Niggas don't be admitting that shit. Especially at lip service. Nobody ever admits it.
Can you kiss her on the mouth?
Screw. Let's just dial back in.
Screw.
So Spanish women, what I'm saying is like my first experiences with that type of thing has been with Spanish. Like the first time a woman has ever told me spit in my mouth. It was a Spanish woman. It wasn't.
What do you think about that spit?
And then I'm like a little ass boy with the fucking spit coming into your mouth. Like, I don't care. Like, it is what it is. But that's, like, them, like, I've never been in no 90-degree angle. Like, ain't no bitch from a Lambo leg, a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
So, like,
yeah, like, yeah.
The normal way to do it. People think of it like you got the guy in doggy style position.
Yeah, no. You don't do that.
No, never.
If you do that, you're gay.
No.
If you get on all fours, you're gay.
No.
That, what you mean, though?
No, he shouldn't do that. That's what I'm saying.
Say,
he like, what you mean, though? No, I'm agreeing. Like, you should never do that. That's
let's
enough.
Let's say this mommy licks your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy.
Kiss her in the mouth after, and can you get a basil?
This my mommy? Yeah. If you my bitch, you my, that's my ass. It's my ass. I'm licking her ass, too.
Okay, so you don't.
She going to kiss me? Is she going to kiss me after I lick her ass?
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah, she probably is.
Did I shower? And when's the last time I took a shit before she looked?
Like, nah, see,
like, let's say it's a spur of the moment ass looking situation.
See, I'm mad.
And you took a shit, but you haven't showered.
I'm mad light skin, so like I'm way fresh, like off the rip. Like I don't even let a woman touch me without being fresh. Like I'm trimmed
so fresh
up, manscaped.
So
I'm not really
clean.
On that. Like I don't even play around like that. Cause them be the worst rumors. You know how you like it, when chicks can be like, girl, like he stank, or just
his
like your hygiene is not right. You know what I'm saying? Like
you never tasted his dinner.
Yeah, you never. Wanna,
yeah, like we asked a question. We asked a question earlier about a woman with an odor as a woman, a man with an odor, like if your breath stinks, any type of odor
your
from a man,
stinks.
It's over for you.
Yeah.
I can't. You're disgusting.
Your dick all musty.
All right, here's another
smell like Magnum.
She doesn't know who you are, but you find out that she absolutely knows. You hear one of her friends call her, and she's like, "Girl, I know you with Young Ferry right now. What's going on?" And you can hear it through the phone, but she acts like she has no idea who you are. She was just attracted to you. Can you forgive that?
Yeah, you could forget that. Because certain people don't be knowing how to approach you. You know what I'm saying? Certain people just don't naturally know how to talk to people. Like, come on this podcast and just talk and be, like, in a vibe. Like, they don't know how to, like, a nigga could be loving Stephanie or loving Gigi and probably wouldn't know the way to even have a conversation with you. You know what I'm saying? So.
With me, I've started fucking with a guy who acted like he didn't know me. And he was like a fucking stalker.
I mean, on some real shit, niggas really do that though. Like niggas, come on, like you got a popular Instagram. Like, people got that. Like
yeah,
niggas
Gigi,
not gonna
I'm
be
sure
like.
People come up to you and act like they have no idea like, who you are, but they really know. And then later on, you
popular.
Go look at their
y'all
Instagram
the famous
and you
ones.
See a picture from 122 weeks ago.
Like,
You in the club. I just met my woman crush Wednesday at Gigi McGuire. All right, so that's forgivable. All right, let's say this.
I don't recommend to forgive that because you might end up in a disaster or so.
They fraud and you think.
Yeah.
But I feel what he's saying. Sometimes people don't know how to, like, they don't want to say, oh my God, I know everything about you. I'm a big fan.
That is kind of weird,
that's
too.
Different.
That's a little weird, too, though.
You could just be like, oh yeah, I know who you are. That's it. You don't have to say, I'm a big fan. Oh my God, I'm a stalker.
Right.
No.
You know what I mean?
Girl, I stalk you.
You know, like, girl. No, but I mean, you should, I think you should just say, like, I think it's kind of petty to act like you don't know who somebody is, like, how you don't know who Young Berg is, like, shut up.
You know? Like that shit. Look. All right, forgive or forget. You meet a girl, and she has a great job, she's a teacher, you want to meet somebody not in the mix, but then she tells you know I sing, right? And you know I love your music, so I was thinking, like, maybe we could get in the studio.
That shit happens so much. Like, that happens more than you even, like, know. Like, that's what happened with Bow's baby mother. Like, we started dating again because I dated her before she was pregnant with their child. And then we started dating and doing Love and Hip Hop. And I didn't know she did music. Like, I just, like, seen her on this Instagram, like, doing, like, little dance classes. And, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, doing, like, real choreography. Then out the blue, she was like, yo, I'm a singer. And it kind of threw me off. And I think that's what kind of, like, messed my vibe up because it was just like, damn, like, you kind of want a record. And
did she ask
you kind of want a record
or you just...
Yeah. And then we recorded the record and then that same record became Tierra Marie record that she came out with on Love and Hip Hop too.
Shit.
It's crazy.
Mm.
Let me ask you this. So...
I got both of the versions right here. Which
was better?
I mean, Tierra body, girl. Like, but Joy,
she has
I'm sorry.
A lot more experience.
Yeah, but for her first time, like, really getting there, she put a good effort towards
her. Let me ask you this. Being that you dated her before she had the baby and everything,
mm-hmm.
were you, like, around her her daughter and everything? Is that weird?
Mm-mm. It was never like that because I don't want to disrespect. Like, that's her kid, you know what I'm saying?
But it was a serious relationship, so...
It ain't get there. Like, I think it was about 2 or 3 months. You know what I'm saying? No, and it was over. Nah.
No.
I wouldn't do that. Real niggas wouldn't do that. No way. Like, Russell Wilson just was on one. You know what I'm saying?
No, but they did end up getting married. And we don't know how long they were dating and how serious it was.
But publicly, I don't think that regardless what you do behind the house doors, what she's cool with, that's one thing. But to be at the Grove just kicking it, like, that's a total different situation. Mm-hmm. But to each his own.
All right. Now, let's talk about this. Forgive or forget. You guys go out, have a great time, drink. And I know we've all been in these situations. She gets drunk, and then she ends up cursing you out. You get into a huge argument, and it's embarrassing. Could you forgive that? Like, really bad in front of people on the blogs.
I know a lot of girls that do that. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of, like, normal right now. Like, for real. Like, girls going out, getting drunk, and cursing you out. Like, do you do that? Have you done that?
At me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I just did that like 2 nights ago.
I don't know about getting drunk and cursing you out, but I definitely was guilty of flipping the table.
I'm very guilty.
And knocking a hookah over.
Flipping the table?
I knocked the hookah over.
No, but I'm an awful drunk. That's why I stopped drinking. I'm just terrible. I'm an awful drunk.
I mean, I was tipsy, but I wasn't drunk.
I get tight. I get mad. I get mad easily.
What were you upset about?
Because I don't want to talk about it.
We gotta know what made you.
Yeah.
So
nah, it's
what
just we were drinking. We were drinking, and you know the person that I was with is annoying when he drinks. Well, whatever. We were drinking, and it was bad. It just came out bad.
All right, so that's just par for the course, women. And men, have you ever cursed anybody out? Oh, yeah, we know. We already saw it on the blogs.
Yeah, well, I'm ill with that, too. I think when I get lit, like, I'm kind of like Stephanie. Like, yeah. You cross me the wrong way, like, you might get
it. I be in my bag when I'm drunk.
Yeah, I went bad. Like, yo, I got an experience. I was just in Vegas with Jeremiah, and it was his birthday. And, like, we was wilding out, and he performed at Dre's. So we had, like, the big suite or whatever. And
I think I was there that weekend. It was iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. iHeartRadio Awards weekend. That's right.
Yep. So we performed at Dre's or whatever, and he had a show in Chicago the next day. So the suite was for another day. So we like, yo, Berg, you can just stay in the suite, do whatever you want to do. So I stayed there, and two of the girls that was with him got left behind, and they stayed with me. So these chicks go to Nobu, don't bring no money. You know what I'm saying?
Drive you to the room.
No, but now the room, you know what I'm saying? Like they come up to come get cash from me because they're about to take them to jail. They're like, you know, Jeremiah left. He took his card off the room, but the girls, they didn't bring any money. They didn't bring any cash. And they literally
have a credit card or nothing.
Yes.
How much did they charge up in Noble?
It was probably like $550, but it was like a,
how many of them were it?
Like three, four. Yeah. But it was like,
and they, none of them had no money.
And like, I swear to God, it was like a 45-minute standoff with the police at the front door of the shit.
You know they were lying. You know they had money. They just didn't want to pay.
I snapped on all of them. I'm like, I ain't paying for shit. Fuck them bitches. Take their ass to jail.
And they are so bummy.
Bitch ain't even asked me for a California roll. No Adamame or nothing.
I'm not
going
to lie.
I know somebody that went to jail
because of Young Berg, a woman that was with him one night and some crazy shit happened. And
when the nigga had the gun and all that other shit?
Yes, and she was like, I went to jail and he didn't even call to check and see if I was okay.
Yo, and I was just about to smash too. That's what was crazy. Like, we went to jail like right before you about to smash. It might have been one of the worst things ever.
She was like, I called him and he didn't give a fuck.
My security had a gun and he wasn't licensed to carry, and they came in and they took us all to jail.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And randomly, I know her. She's from Jersey. And she called me to tell me the story. I was like, damn.
I wish you'd send her my condolences.
Oh, that's sweet of you. Damn, I go to jail. You can't even accept my call.
Yo.
All right. Forgive and forget. She writes a tell-all, and you're in that tell-all, and she's telling your business. Can you still be cool with her after that?
I've dealt with Corinne before, so I'm pretty sure if she writes something new, I'll be in it. So I probably, yeah, I'm going to be cool with her.
You listen, he love him some Corinne.
I love her too. Shout out to her.
Right.
I mean, she's amazing.
She's an icon.
I mean, she's amazing.
He said she's amazing. And then he did this little shift in his seat.
Yo, like, she bad though in real life. Mm-hmm. And like, if you don't cross her, like, you'll be straight. Mm-hmm. That's all it really is.
Just don't get on her bad side.
Yes. I mean, but I think that's every woman.
But
she's just very honest about it.
You already been on her bad side.
Yeah, but now I'm on her good side. You know, and I ain't talked to her in years, so I'm going to stay right here, not talking and be on her good side.
All right. Forgive or forget. You wake up, and she's taking a selfie of the two of you sleeping.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
We
got to
forget her, yo. I can't forget her.
And but she's like, yo, I just think it's so cute. And later on, if we get married, we could use this, like, as part of the collage for our wedding.
See, but, like, I'm going to keep it 100. She fuck it up for real women, though, because that's when you, like, get on your shit where it's kind of like security. Take the phone at the door. Like, you don't even have your device inside the house. Like, you can't even play like that. Because what's going to happen, like, she going to be filming herself in your bathroom, you know what I'm saying, doing all that shit. You'll be on baller alert, shade room, all that.
Well, would you be mad if she took a picture, like a selfie in your bathroom, and it's clearly your bathroom? Does that matter to you?
Yeah, how about that? The bathroom. Not
you're not in it.
Because I think sleeping in the bed, that's kind of crazy.
That's like, kind of corny, though.
That's mad corny. Like,
it's, if we're not on that
doing?
Level.
I've had guys do that to me, take pictures while they're sleeping with me, and I'm sleeping.
Shit.
Like, I swear.
Ass face or what was it?
It was me sleeping, like us together, like in disgusting.
I can get it. I see. I know the type of women she deal with already. She like black niggas and she like them poppies. That sound like a poppy move. That sound like one of them poppies, the Spanish poppies or whatever. Like they, like that's
I'm not
too
gonna
much.
Lie. It was a Spanish guy.
I know how they be moving out here. Like I know.
Gigi, what if you woke up in
a but I haven't dated
like,
a Spanish guy in a long time.
Taking a selfie.
I'm not gonna like that.
I'm not gonna like that.
But if it's cute though, the picture look good.
It's not cute.
I don't think I look cute when I be asleep. I don't think nobody look cute.
What if he's like, I'm sorry, you just look so beautiful.
Nigga. Don't be taking no pictures of you while I'm asleep.
Niggas like, can't even be nice no more. Like, what? He's like, yo, you beautiful, yo.
Nah, that's
he
weird.
Ain't posted. What if he ain't posted? It was just like.
Like, if we like together like that, then it's that's cute. But if he just like anyway. A nigga that I'm fucking, like, don't be taking no pictures of me.
Right.
I might not even be claiming you in these streets.
I've filmed a woman when she was asleep before, but not like to like.
Were y'all really together though?
Was she snoring?
She was snoring crazy. And I just filmed it like, yo,
that's different.
Look at yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
out. That's different. That's different. That's different.
No, like...
Yeah, that's different. You had a reason.
Yeah.
All right. So, you could forgive or forget if she takes a picture. You wake up and she's taking a selfie of you.
Nah, that's a dub.
Yeah, that's a dub. I don't forget that one.
But what if she's like, you look so cute.
Okay.
That's what I'm cracking. Yeah.
It is what it is.
All right, forgive or forget. Y'all was out at the club, drinking, whatever, whatever. You opened the bathroom
wait,
door.
Wait, wait, wait. Drink more. Come on. We got to come on. Cheers.
Oh, this
come
been a...
Cheers.
My ice been melted.
Ain't no ice, no. You see, you cheating anyway.
So you go in the bathroom. It's a unisex bathroom. You open the stall by accident. She's sitting on the toilet seat.
Mm-mm. We're in the club?
Yes.
Holy moly. Holy moly.
For a seat. But she's drunk.
Wait, what is she peeing?
She's sitting on the toilet though. No fucking nothing, not squatting still. She's peeing, but she's
I don't even do
like
that number two talk don't even like fly around me. Like I don't even talk about number two. Like don't talk to me about
either.
It. I don't want to know
really
what you
started.
Do
oh
it.
My God.
I don't get down like that at all.
Talk about
like
it.
That shit I hate people. My homies would be like, yo, like you won't really let your girl till you take a shit in front of. I'm like, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. No. Don't fart around me. Don't shit around me. I'm not going to do it around you. I'm going to move it around. I'm not doing that.
If a guy ends up farting around me, like, that's a manly thing. I'm not farting around my man. I'm not taking a shit around my man.
My friends love it.
Even I was in a relationship for almost 8 years, and I was never comfortable with that. He was always comfortable with that, not me.
That Dutch oven?
Would you go?
I can't. I got to be by myself in the bathroom. I don't even do the bathroom. I don't. Yeah, according to everyone, I don't.
But back to what
we're
saying. She's sitting on the fucking public toilet seat. She's peeing. She's not shitting.
She's peeing. She's peeing.
But she's sitting on it. No paper down. No.
She's drunk?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to forget it, but I feel bad because it's like if she's out of pocket, like drunk, like, and maybe I should take a picture. Nah, I might have to forget
it. You was in the toilet seat, bitch.
This might not be your first time doing that. I might have to forget you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't care how
because
you
I'm
are.
Drunk
you
as
clean.
Fuck and I still pee like half standing. Like I'm half standing.
You know my you move. I get drunk and it's abort mission. I got to get the fuck away from everybody that's not supposed to see me in that type of intoxication level. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Like, I'm
gotta
the same
get the
way
fuck
too.
Out.
I leave.
Are you like a fun drunk or an angry drunk?
I'm super fun. I get drunk every day and smoke weed and have a great time and hit records.
Because we have angry drunk people. And then you have fun drunk people.
Yo.
Gigi, are you an angry drunk or a fun drunk?
I'm a fun drunk.
Unless.
Push the wrong button.
Can I ask y'all something? Mm-hmm. So, I had a situation. I'm going to need another shot for this because it's going to get real for me.
Please drink up.
So, I had a situation, right, where I was, like, I just bought this new crib or whatever. I got a big old crib, you know what I'm saying? And I thought that I wanted to be on some Taz's Angels type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, for a moment, not, you know what I'm saying? Just like, my house is too big, you know what I'm saying? It's 15,000 square feet, so I'm just me by myself. So it wouldn't be bad to have a girl here, you know what I'm saying? One in my bed, maybe one downstairs that I all can get along with, you know what I'm saying? We all could get money together. And I don't know pimping and hoeing shit or whatever like that, but just like, I'm going to big up whatever you do, you know what I'm saying? You big up whatever I do. I don't care if y'all bitches all three dancers. If I about to sell a record, y'all better have a routine in this record when I bring this executive in, when I press play on this motherfucker, help me sell it. We all going to eat together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
So I was thinking like that. And then I had like one girl and I had another girl. And I loved the girls, you know what I'm saying? And I introduced them. And like this one girl, her name is Platinum. Like her pussy Platinum. Her mama called her pussy Platinum.
What?
Yeah, like. Okay. Like, seriously, like, it drive niggas crazy. Like, her mom, like, this, she got niggas that went to jail over this pussy. She got niggas that went, shot niggas over this pussy. Like, she one of those. And she married, too, at the same time. So, the thing is that I got with them, and I had them in the house with me. And we started to have a threesome.
Yeah.
But I wasn't in control of the threesome. Like, they was both lit. Like, I gave them a little molly, you know what I'm saying? A little dip and dab, let them do what they do, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I wasn't in control of the threesome. They was in control. So, they was, like, fucking each other. And I was kind of, like, playing the third fiddle. Yeah, so.
He was masturbating.
I stopped the threesome. Like, I ain't gonna front. I hated on the threesome, right? I'm
damn.
Like, yo, chill. Like, I don't
you
want
you. Jerk off?
I'm like, I don't want y'all to. I'm daddy around this motherfucker. I tell you when y'all fucking. I introduce y'all
wasn't
bitches.
Daddy that
you
night.
Wasn't. So listen, I'm still not daddy. It's still I'm going still bad. Like it's getting worse from here. So look, from there, I go and then I tell that one girl, like, man, I ain't dealing with the one girl no more. We can't be friends or whatever.
Which one,
Platinum? Yeah, I ain't dealing with Platinum no more.
I gotta get the fuck up out of here.
Do you know that these bitches both moved to Atlanta and not Platinum and then they like dating each other? They done blocked me on Instagram.
What?
I done read, they boyfriend, they girlfriends, they dating, they in a full fledged relationship. I'm like,
but you're like,
you a matchmaker.
Yo, I'm so hurt by
mesh makeup.
Yo, I'm so burned by this shit right now. I'm so hurt. I didn't even fuck like at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
The threesome never really happened.
I kicked one out and then they went and bonded and became best buddies. And they on their fuck me shit right now.
You need to go on ahead and just give it up for. I just brought two people together. What are you talking about?
No, but I mean, so how do you feel about the situation? Do you still want to have more? Do you want to set up another group of girls so you can start up your round
you know
of
what I'm thinking?
Women living in the house?
We should do a lip service party at Berg's house.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, let's set that up.
No, and we should do, like, we should make this a really public thing, and maybe we could get girls to come and live in your house and,
No, the girls that
you're
looking for.
We can do, like, a speed dating type of thing to figure out the girls
because
that you're
it's not like you're not. It's not tempting.
Yo, but this why I'm one foot in and one foot out. You see, like when I love, like I really love these bitches, and they went and started their own life together. That's why I'm like I'm hot and cold. You know what I'm saying? One minute I'm that, and then I'm a dog.
You gotta find
you know
a couple bad little 22, 23 year olds and rock out.
Man, I'm sad.
But why do they have to? Yeah, 23. Yeah, I think that's
gotta be
the age. Why they have to be?
You might need one old hoe just to push, but.
Yeah, I think a 25 or 27, you know, to be like the boss.
It wasn't even an ego thing. It just really hurt me. Like, it hurt my feelings. Like, it hurt my feelings. Like, because it's now, it's like, damn, like, and I did a dirty, of course, like, I did them both dirty. Like, so I played my own role into it. But it's like, to look on the gram and then, like, 1 minute, it's like, my babe, my everything. Thank God for bringing me this for Christmas. And it's like 8-picture collage of the bitch laid out like this. I'm like, yo, you know, I'm like, yo. Then I'm blocked. Then simultaneously, I look again like 2 days later, and I'm both blocked. Because you go look, and it's like this user can't. You know what I'm saying?
No photos.
I left it in 2016, yo. I had to leave that in 2016.
That's something that you should definitely.
No, that's bad.
I just found out like right like Christmas time. I was like, oh.
I mean, I don't think that you should give up. I think that you'll be able to find some women, especially some young girls who don't have homes. There's a lot of homeless girls that are really beautiful.
No, yo, listen, what are we doing?
No, for real.
No, you could do it.
No kids,
you know. Please, you could get some girls a couch surfing
bitch with no kids and some ambition. She gonna make you some money.
Like overseas, like some.
Now
like,
you trying to get mail order brides?
Now you being extra.
How was that extra?
No, just maybe you could find that. Maybe you could find someone overseas. I'm not saying that that's impossible, but you could find just around the corner, just around the river bend. Okay. You could find a girl. You could find a couple girls.
Do you think you're one of them couch
surfers with no kids but and ambition and drive.
I know so many sofa surfers. Man, I done fucking been through all that so crazy.
Most of these bitches are sofa surfers. Mm-hmm.
What is it meant for people like us to really have like a significant other though, for real? Honestly,
I think
it's somebody out there for everybody.
I don't feel like that. I don't feel like we were meant to be with one person.
Nah.
I don't feel like that. I feel like we were meant to enjoy ourselves.
I like being in a monogamous relationship.
But it's not as much fun. Do you feel like there's just one person
situation?
God made you and then God made this one person and you're out looking for them your whole life.
Then
no.
You find it.
So what you saying?
Penguins stay together forever.
Like
and they give each other pebbles.
Like I don't feel like what people are meant to have. You know, I think it's great you have to have kids with, you know, and make a family, just one person, one father. But I don't think that it's like it should be. It's like law, you know.
But I think that
I think I don't like, think it's, there's
to me it's
anything
easier
wrong
for
with
me
having
to be with one person. It's just easier for me. Like I run around, I do a lot of shit. I like to have the stability of having like
I think I like being,
but I feel like even if I wasn't with my boyfriend I could find somebody else that could, you know what I'm saying, like if not just one person in the world that's meant for you, there could be a different people you're compatible with, but when you find somebody that is good for you.
But so no, what kind of relationship
here's what I think I feel like, you know, I want to be with somebody, like I want to be with one person. I find someone, I love them, I want to be faithful to them for a certain amount of time.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying?
It's a ratchet date on that puss.
And then I get bored, no matter what we're doing, no matter how exciting we try to make it, you know, and then you start looking around, not only myself, the other person.
Yeah.
What I mean?
I agree.
And, you know, that's why I'm starting to, you know, to think about, even though I think it's dangerous having an open, not an open relationship, because I don't feel like, I feel like a woman, you know, I don't know.
You're too jealous.
Yo, that's what I was going to ask. That's what I was going to ask. Is it an open relationship or what is it?
No, because
you don't want nobody fucking your man.
You can't take an open relationship
because you want to fuck other niggas, but you don't want to fuck, yo, you just like a nigga. You just like like me.
If I hear that one more
you're just
time.
Like me. I don't want nobody having sex with my girl, but I'm gonna go fuck anybody I want to. One because we've been privileged.
That's
yeah,
and, being a man.
Yeah.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
That's
you
called
know?
Having a bag.
I feel like
and just
I
being
mean,
able to support it. Yo, like if you got money,
and you got,
if you got money and you taking care of your woman and you're respecting her, you're not disrespecting her. You're not on no blogs. You're not on that. If you getting some head when you abroad or something like that.
I don't think there's anything. Broke guys do the same shit.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's what disrespects a nigga with money, though. Because you gonna let a broke nigga do that to you, but now you done got a nigga with money. Like, the broke nigga already did it to you. You already broken from Ray Ray, and now you wanna come to me.
I think what it is if a guy makes you feel like you're the only one.
Broke yeah, I mean, that's the number one thing that matters. Mm-hmm. But, I mean... Here, I just feel like this. As long as, like you said, everybody's respecting each other, and you're not, nobody is having any problems. There's no drama. Like, chill. But I feel like this. For me, it's all about the mood and where I'm at the certain time of life. You know what I mean?
Because
sometimes, like right now, I feel like, you know, like I can find someone, and like I can find someone, you know, that I'm completely satisfied with. Like the sex is bomb. I'm totally attracted to them, you know, they're successful, you know what I mean?
There's always a way.
And I don't feel like I want to go outside of that. But that's how I feel right now. You know what I mean? I don't know how I'm going to feel in a year.
How many niggas can you date at one time? Like, what's your juggle? What's the move?
Four. You date, going out on dates or like fucking with?
Fucking
with. How many? I feel like this. It depends. You know what I mean? It depends. Like, to be honest, because I'm a single. I'm single, right? All right?
How many niggas you fucking right now, currently?
One. Right now,
I'm not talking about today, this week. I'm talking about in the last six weeks, how many niggas have you fucked?
In the last 6 weeks, only one guy. That's word to my son. Right, Gigi? One guy. Only one. Because he's bomb. Like, I've
been in
She has been in relationships.
Huh?
In your worst days, like if he wasn't bomb or
no,
whatever.
No,
like,
before him, like we speak about it. I was fucking with two guys.
Right.
What about you, Gigi? How many would you say in a 6 week span has been the most?
I mean, in a 6 week?
The statute of limitation is up on this.
I blacked it out of my memory.
I did, like Men in Black. I don't remember my past. And I'm currently in a relationship. So.
Why do you say it like that? Especially
him. Oh, shit.
Yeah, but like I was saying, so, you know, before, yeah. Because like I'm having a stretch right now where I'm only sleeping with one guy. But that's because he's completely satisfying me, you know, right. Like the sex is a bomb and it's always available. Mm-hmm. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's always available.
Yeah, like it's.
But sometimes.
You know,
Dick
on demand.
Yeah, before that, it was like the two guys that I was fucking with, like they have their lives and I have my life. You know what I mean? So it would have to work out as to where we'd have time for each other. So that's why it would end up being more than one guy on Snapchat.
Now here's my last forgive and forget for you. Mm-hmm. Hit maker.
Mm-hmm.
You end up catching chlamydia from a girl.
Jesus.
She denies it though, but you know. Would you ever deal with her again?
No.
That pussy bombs.
No. Like that's just like one of the ones you never go back on. It's like if you did that and you got chlamydia and you went back to her, then it's kind of like you're just setting yourself up for whatever you get next. Like you kind of the joke's on you now, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Lying dormant.
Oh, man.
Here you go with the technicalities, the fine print, you know, the particulars and all this other shit.
So even if there was the best pussy you ever had,
I've had a girl have sex, try to have sex with me with a yeast infection. Yo, it's crazy too. Yo, look, let me talk about this. No. I gotta say it. I gotta take another shot. Hold on. Y'all gotta take one too. Hold on.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Do y'all want me to say names or not?
No, because
I'm getting
kind of
lit. I'm still,
yeah, tell us who.
Don't tell.
Don't say no.
Yes, tell.
Tell us. Y'all want
to know? Of course.
All right, cool. I used to date an actress or whatever back in the day, right?
Who?
I'll tell you offline.
Fine.
And she was like, she was very, very good. And like, I was such a dog to her. Like,
very good.
I'm such a dog to her. Like I was on tour and like, she was like, I moved out of my house while I was on tour. So she was the girlfriend that went and got all my stuff, packed it, took it to her house. When I got off tour, I moved in with her. You know what I'm saying? She wanted me to stay with her. Like, don't go get another house. Stay with me. Let's stay here. We're already comfortable. So she went to shoot movies. I used to fuck bitches in the house, her crib. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just do
like reckless shit to her.
That's fucked up. You fucked women in her house?
Yeah. So around that time,
next level.
Listen, I'm telling you, I was young though. I was like 19. Don't judge me. So at the end of the day, we had fell out and then we had got back cool. And then we started having sex or whatever. Like we having sex again. So we go and she's in my house and my mom's there, my auntie's there. It's like Thanksgiving and like she cooked like the girl. She's trying to get back cool with me. She cooked Thanksgiving dinner. She made greens. She made all type of stuff. And I love a woman. Like if you can make greens or gumbo, like you might really have me, like for real. Like if you can get down like that, like I'll fuck with you. So I go upstairs. She's reading the Bible. And I'm like, damn, that's weird. But before she went to sleep type of thing. You know what I'm saying? She's reading the Bible. Like,
that's
So I'm like, all right. So I come back upstairs again, you know, and then we get into it. Like, now, luckily, we had took a little break. So in my mind, I'm like, let me strap up. And I put on a rubber. And, like, I'm fucking it. And, like, I'm hitting it from the back. And I see, like, thick glob of just white shit. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what?
Whatever. Yeah. So I stopped, of course. And then the next morning, I asked my mother and my auntie. Yeah. I'm like, yo, like last night, like, you know, like such and such happened with such and such. And she was like, my auntie was like, she had sex with you with a yeast infection. But I think she was trying to get me back. You know what I'm saying? At the time.
So she was right away. Okay. That's not like an STD, though.
But still,
you don't do that.
No, yeast infection.
But they say some people are more susceptible to it. Because I had a friend that used to get one every month right before her period.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, poor thing.
What is that though? Like, can y'all explain that to me? Because I'm not really like fluent.
Yeah, earlier we were supposed to explain BV to you and we kind of went off subject.
Yeah,
a yeast infection, that's not an STD.
It's not an STD.
Like if you wear jeans that are too tight.
It's just basically too much moisture.
Mm-hmm. It's like baking a cake.
Too much condensation in the vagina and it causes.
Yo, and your analogies be so nasty. Like,
and then BV is an imbalance in your
but
pH.
It also could be.
Is that having an STD though?
No.
It could be. It could be sexually transmitted.
It can be sexually transmitted if your nigga is fucking other bitches raw or and BB. Bringing.
You know what? My old head told me that bitches pussy be stank because niggas be nutting in bitches. Like,
no,
you know
that too. That too. Does give
because semen, the acidity in semen throws off the pH balance.
So
as well.
Your semen could be making a bitch pussy.
It really could.
My pullout game is epic. I wouldn't even.
But
do that.
That's what.
But
I'm
that's
saying.
Only when
like,
you got that nasty, that nasty jizz. Like you eat juices and berries and shit, so your jizz is probably safe. But these
what about asparagus.
I mean, it's going.
I just feel like if you're not trying to get your girl pregnant, even if she's on birth control,
there's no need to be coming up in her.
You should come in her mouth, her face, or stomach,
paint the face,
come on the titties,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? I know what niggas about to say is pee, right? And all that. Is it really pee? What is it?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's pee.
Okay.
I mean, but it happens.
Stephanie's a squirter. Look, Stephanie's our resident squirter.
Oh my God.
Listen, Steph, I'm jealous. If I just squirt, I'd be squirting on every nigga I fuck.
Stephanie squirted Santiago.
Oh my God.
If I squirt, I would do it all the time. I just want to do it.
Triple S, so I'm jealous.
Triple S.
That's 550 in the building. Oh shit. Damn.
Fuck my life.
Yes, Steph. Sorry.
I hate all of y'all right now.
What triggers that?
You eat ass though, too, right?
Yes. I've never premeditated and been like how y'all said, it's like happy. I've never premeditated and just been like, baby, let me lay you in your stomach. You know what I'm saying? Do that. Nah. But if you're eating some pussy or whatever, you're so close quarters to the ass.
It's
like,
it's
just
there.
It's there.
You don't go crazy on it like that, but it's just like, oh.
Yeah, it's an extra add-on. You're like lit and you're like going for it. You know what I mean? Extra add-on.
Man, back to what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Little bonus round.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, that was Lip Service. Now, Hitmaker, tell us what you have coming up so we know.
Oh, man. Y'all ain't got me a little tipsy now. Shit.
I know.
You the one pouring up.
And you know, he was just on tour with Jeremiah watching all that bullshit go down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, he can tell you about it. He shouted out you on one of the songs, too. That's what? On the album. He said something about you.
Jeremiah don't barely listen.
And I just talked to him. Wait, hold on. I talked to him today, and he was like, yo, tell her, like, I've been flirting with her. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
He need to come on the show.
Can Jeremiah come on Lip Service one day? Can you make that happen?
Please
make
it happen.
I know he don't do
that.
No,
you can't make it happen. You're a liar.
Y'all both together would be
a do it.
I can make it happen. That's my brother. Though.
I would like to have him.
I pretty much did the whole album.
He has a crush on Angela. That's no, I don't know about so that. Cute.
He says so. What we say? He says something about. He gonna need some lip service.
Okay, that's all. Of feel like you wrote that.
I was involved, but I
was involved. I was involved.
But I'm saying no, but I talked to him right before I came here and he was like, yo, like.
Well, you tell Jeremiah. I love Jeremiah. Listen, yeah, Jeremiah, I'm not going to lie, he's one of my favorite artists.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So I'm, and listen, I love the album he put out with Chance the Rapper.
That's what's up.
And I thought that was really cute. I know you had something to do with that. Mm-hmm. But that's why, listen, behind the scenes.
I'm
though,
about to say, you be making moves, my nigga.
Yeah, it's kind of lit right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like, I'm on my new Puff shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of taking shit over, but I got a lot of singles out, and I probably have like 6 or 8 new singles that's coming out. Like Jeremiah's new single's about to come out with featuring Chris Brown and Big Sean. Then I did like Pia Mia's single with Jeremiah. Then I did Nelly's single. Then I did Omarion's single. And all this will come out before Grammy weekend, along with like other work with Ty Dolla
$ign. So are we having a party at your house Grammy weekend? Can
yeah,
we do that?
Let's do that.
The lip service party.
Lip service, and then Hitmaker.
No.
Jeremiah.
Lip service party at either at Jeremiah's house, a late nights edition. We'll bring it to his
can
house.
Do,
and that's how
ass.
I'll make that's how I'll make sure he's there.
I'm
you know
not
what
even
saying?
From Brooklyn just saying.
And I'm
ass.
Not even gonna say we're doing a podcast. I'm just gonna invite y'all over
no,
and be at the house
going.
And then y'all just come
we're
over and then,
party.
Yeah,
we're
we set it
no,
up.
No, party. Not the podcast, just a party.
Yeah.
He gotta come here for the podcast.
Oh, okay. Well then y'all coming around ain't shit. Let's do it.
All right. You heard it here first. Because Young Berg's not a liar.
It's
yo,
lit.
Yo, Jay.
But if he's lying, then he is a liar.
I don't lie. I don't lie about anything.
All right, well, that's lip service.